Hello, I'm Andrea Tabchar, a college public relations professor based in Toronto. My goal for my podcast is to interview PR practitioners with interesting stories to tell, and I wanted to share those with my students. I've decided to call it PR Delivered.
Communication leaders and non-leaders really should be educating themselves, about what are some of the realities facing PR professionals in the industry. And that takes reading up and having conversations with your peers and colleagues and just, you know, being open to learning.
Each new year, PR professionals predict industry trends for the coming months. Given the impact of the Black Lives Matter movement in 2020, not surprisingly, a theme on everyone's list for 2021 is diversity and inclusion. In early January, PR industry newsletter Social Media Today's Digital Marketing Trends report stated that inclusivity will be key, warning that brands that are seen to be non-inclusive or who don't appear to be a part of the inclusivity conversation will likely see impacts on 2021. The December issue of another industry newsletter, PR Daily, predicted that 2021 marks a new era of accountability. For all the talk around issues like DE&I in 2020, the coming year will be a time for action to speak louder than words. The 2021 forecast by the Springwell newsletter identified changes to workplace and culture as one of five forces of disruption, sharing that the drive to flexible work could also lead to a more inclusive workplace. By opening up to remote workers, businesses could unlock a much wider pool of potential employees. While the PR industry seems to agree that D&I will be spotlighted this year, it is a logical next step to ask how the industry plans to address D&I issues ongoing. One initiative that hit our LinkedIn accounts in early January was a survey targeting Canadian communicators of color or who identify as members of marginalized groups. Developed by IABC Toronto, along with other IABC chapters across Canada, CPRS Toronto, and the Canadian Council of Public Relations Firms, the benchmark survey will arm associations and workplaces with data to take action against racism and advance diversity and inclusion in the profession. To learn more about the survey and IABC's plans to further address D&I and PR, I'm speaking to Russell Baker, IABC Toronto Chapter President and spokesperson at Toronto Hydro, who identifies with the pronouns he, him. Welcome, Russell.
Thanks for speaking with me today. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
I'm excited to start our conversation. So why don't you tell us about yourself and how you came to be the head of Toronto's IABC chapter?
Thanks so much. Yeah, so I had the great pleasure of attending Seneca College in their corporate communications program. And I've been very fortunate since graduating to work with a number of notable companies like BMO Financial Group, Weber Shandwick, and Toronto Hydro, of course. And the great thing is that, you know, this experience has really crossed sectors and, agencies like financial services, municipal government, and of course, local distribution companies. But the commonality in my experience here has really been focused on external communications and issues management. So I had the great pleasure of working in Fort McMurray during the 2016 wildfires. And that was a fire larger than the size of Prince Edward Island. And this experience really cemented my future as a communicator. Leading roles, like I have had the one at Toronto Hydro that allows me to set the strategic direction around media relations, corporate issues management, and emergency management communications. Now, while the wildfire really did cement me in my career, like I mentioned, I really would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge a lot of the help and the benefit of joining an organization like IABC Toronto. Really, it's my involvement in that association that really allowed me to build thoughtful and strategic relationships, through networking and other, events that I would attend, including professional mentorship. you know, I think back to when I was a student, and you know, it's not so long ago that I've completely forgotten what it was like to attend an event by myself, right? And I would often do whatever I could to muster up the strength and the courage to, you know, get to network and meet people who were there, you know, in a similar boat to me. And it was really through those conversations that I got to really learn about IABC Toronto and the benefit of not only being a member, but volunteering my time. So 2013, quite a few years ago now, so it feels like, I began volunteering with the chapter, and I helped support their communications across social media. And I actually was part of the team that built out our mentorship program that we see today. But, you know, I've volunteered my time for quite a few years there and did what I could to contribute to the association. And eventually I was asked to be a board member. So I've been a board member for a couple of years now, successfully working my way through a few different portfolios. And now I'm pleased and quite frankly honored to be leading the chapter. It's the largest chapter across the world, too. So I'm really pleased to be here.
It's a big job. So congratulations. That's great. Why don't you tell us about IABC Toronto's role in the D&I survey?
Yeah, so I mean, I think we can all agree that 2020 was certainly a turning point for discussions about diversity, inclusion, equity, and accessibility, both in terms of our personal lives, but certainly professionally as well. You know, or we saw organizations across the country and indeed the world committing to take strategic action to advance diversity and inclusion in the workplace. And IABC Toronto was no exception to that. You know, as the largest chapter in an international network of business communicators, we really have been working to lead by example and set standards for diversity and inclusion in the communications profession. So while IABC Toronto has certainly undertaken a number of diversity and inclusion initiatives this year, we are particularly proud of the Diversity and Inclusion Survey, which is a groundbreaking survey, you know, really aimed at breaking down some of the silos between, you know, the various associations we see across Canada. So as you mentioned at the top, you know, we did partner with other IABC chapters across Canada, the Canadian Public Relations Society, Canadian Council of PR Firms, Leger, the marketing firm, and Breakfast Culture to sponsor a first of its kind survey on diversity and inclusion. So, you know, really, it was through many conversations with our members and non-members alike that we really thought this was something that was important. It was essential, really. And we were really pleased to be able to, you know, come together with the groups I mentioned and look at how do we best do this. So survey results, hopefully we'll see soon, but we're very excited about what's to come.
That's a big project. And how do you plan to implement the survey findings once you have them? Like what's next? What's the next step?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a little too early to say, you know, what we're going to be doing across the organizations, but I can tell you that we are committed to sharing the survey findings with IABC, CPRS, and CCPRF members, and of course, the PR industry more widely. But I will add outside of that, you know, that IABC Toronto is committed to reviewing the results with our Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Accessibility Committee, or the IDEA Committee, as we like to talk about it, you know, through the lens of making recommendations to our board of directors. You know, these certainly could include a multitude of things, but I suspect we'll likely see some recommendations on what IABC Toronto can do to further inclusion, diversity, equity, and accessibility in the communications field.
Great. What are some of IABC's other D&I initiatives? I know you're doing some other things.
Yeah, so there are certainly quite a few things that we're doing this year and are committed to doing going forward as well. So, you know, I think we've seen as of late that many of our peers have been on the front lines fighting what I would call the global infodemic. You know, but we are really trying to provide our members with real-time, meaningful, and engaging content to help them rise up and really demonstrate the value of membership. So, you know, one of the things that we really set out in doing in early 2020 was launching that IDEA committee. You know, and they've been really been busy throughout 2020 hosting open forums with underrepresented groups to best understand what our association could do to further that inclusion, diversity, equity, and accessibility, as I mentioned. This idea committee is made up of members and non-members, and they're actually going to be bringing forward some recommendations to our board of directors later this month about what we can be doing and how to be continually engaging with these members and non-members. I don't know what their recommendations are yet, but I certainly can say that I am very personally excited to hear what they are. You know, I can say for our association that we're committed to exploring how we can implement their recommendations. I think that's very important. And, you know, I think it's essential to stress that this is not a one and done, right? This is going to be something that is a continual process. And we're going to see leaders in our association year over year looking at how we can do better. And it's going to be a constant thing. So I'm excited to play a small role in this and know that we can continue to do more. But more specifically to your question, you know, we've really taken a look at our programming and taken a look at what we can be doing differently or better. And I will say that includes our annual IABC Toronto Ovation Awards. So for those who don't know, the Ovation Awards have celebrated communications excellence in the GTA for more than 35 years. These are really prestigious awards, right? This program celebrates communicators from students to polished professionals for their talent and creative brilliance in corporate communications, PR, marketing, event planning, writing, graphic design, videography, photography, you name it, really, there's a category for you, right? And while we saw things change in 2020, what we really saw is the key role that communicators played in keeping people informed and connected while we navigated the turbulent year that was 2020 while we've been apart. So we took steps to recognize how communicators played that integral role. And so we are pleased to have launched some new Ovation Award categories, like COVID-19 Response and Recovery Award. We have an Anti-Racism Communications Award, LGBTQ2+ Award, and Accessibility Campaign Award as well. And fundamentally, at the heart of this, it's really recognizing that there's been a lot of communications excellence in these areas this year, and they deserve to be awarded and recognized for what they truly have been. So we'll say that, you know, it seems like it's going to be around the corner. We're going to be live to air from the Arcadian Court on May 26, 2021 for a first of its kind virtual celebration. We're really excited for this, and I think it's going to be something quite exceptional compared to what we've done in the past. And before I wrap up, the other couple of things that we are working on is an accessibility audit of our website and our social media channels. You know, we recognize that there is some work to be done on our website to make it more accessible to all. And we're really seeking, you know, collaboration with partners and educational institutions to bring new subjects to light and new sort of areas to focus on and groups we haven't maybe tapped into in the past. So really trying to look at this from all angles is really the answer in short. And, you know, we're committed to continuing to explore this as we come into the new year.
That's it sounds like you're being very comprehensive and taking all these angles into consideration. In an upcoming podcast, I'm going to be talking to somebody from CNIB about accessibility because of the new regulations that came into play just in mm-hmm. January now. So
that's right.
You know, these are important issues that need to be front of mind. And it's amazing all the different initiatives you're taking. So what impact do you think these initiatives by IAB and the other associations might have on the perception people have of the PR industry?
I'd argue that it's probably too soon to know really the impact that these initiatives are having on our industry, but I do remain hopeful and optimistic that we as a collective, you know, group of associations are demonstrating a shared commitment to diversity, inclusion, equity, and accessibility. But, you know, I think it's also important we sort of, you know, take a moment to recognize that, you know, there are a lot of things that communicators can do to improve their perception of our industry themselves. And there's quite a few things, I think, actually, that really fall in that category. But I think it really starts with taking a good hard look at our industry. And what their role is in, making the industry more diverse, inclusive, equitable and accessible. So some things that I look at particularly, during my time with IABC Toronto is really, looking at the industry from the inside and outside really. So, thinking about your experiences in the industry and how that might compare to your peers or colleagues. What does the makeup of your department look like? Who are in leadership positions? And really reflecting on whether that is an accurate representation of our industry. I do think that the benchmarking survey we partner with CPRS and CCPRF on will identify some of these areas here, but I still think individually on a personal level, we should be doing that ourselves anyways. I think there's also an area of opportunity to educate ourselves and our teams as well, right? I think, communication leaders and non-leaders really should be educating themselves, about what are some of the realities facing PR professionals in the industry. And that takes reading up and having conversations with your peers and colleagues and just, being open to learning, right? I often joke that, if you're feeling uncomfortable in a conversation, it probably means you're learning and you're growing and you're consuming, ideas and thoughts and perspectives you might not have otherwise had the opportunity to. And that's very important. But I think the essential thing really is also really making real investments in diversity, right? So communications leaders across Canada really need to invest in initiatives that will drive change. Which includes actively hiring, recruiting, retaining Black and other marginalized communicators. But it's also about supporting, diverse suppliers and community efforts as well. So I think, really the sum is, I hope we're making some change, but we have a long way to go.
So, that's a good point. I think your answer actually touched on for, and is a benefit to lots of communicators, whether they're new to the field or more experienced. But I'm going to drill down just specifically to students and new grads. So as many listeners on this podcast are students and new grads, how might or what might these D&I initiatives mean to them?
Yeah, I thought long and hard about this. It's an excellent question. I think I want to start by saying that, research has certainly shown time and time again that organizations whose value proposition clearly demonstrates a commitment to diversity and inclusion are more successful, have higher employee retention rates, and quite frankly, have even happier employees. Right. So, while we've seen a lot of organizations struggle to talk and address issues around diversity and inclusion, particularly around, gender, race, sexual orientation, physical and mental ability, and more, it's clearly essential that organizations and their employees are having conversations around this. So, to answer your question more directly, I would say that, I hope that students and recent graduates find, our efforts as an association to be meaningful, to be engaging, to be sincere, and that, they will join us on this journey because really at the end of the day, we are in this together. And I alluded to earlier, I think it's really important that we are open to that continual learning and to that continual engagement. And remain committed to seeking ways to, have greater representation in our industry. But one of the things that I, as president of IABC Toronto, you get a lot of feedback from a lot of people. And that's one of the greatest benefits of leading this chapter. And I got an email from a student a while ago, and they were saying that, one of the reasons they joined IABC Toronto over its, other, options is that we serve an international network. That really has tipped the scale for some communicators because, not only do we have resources relevant to our market in Toronto, but we have resources internationally, right? And so while there's a lot of great you know, thought leadership around diversity and inclusion, media relations, COVID-19 communications, you name it. In Toronto, there is an even wider swath of resources outside of our own market. And so I think when we look at, you know, what these D&I initiatives mean and a membership mean for students, that really is a huge draw for many.
I agree with you that it's a really good idea to push students for membership, as you said, to, you know, IBC or alternates, but to get involved in this issue by getting involved with these associations and putting their own stamp on the directions, because there are a lot of initiatives they could participate in. So
that's right.
That's terrific. So thank you for sharing all of this. I'm very impressed with all of the, you know, wide range of activities and that are on your plate. I don't envy you the task of doing all of this. You're a busy guy. The focus of PR Delivered is to help educate and inform, you know, students and new grads. I find that even experienced practitioners are getting benefits out of the sessions. So do you have any final thoughts, anything you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, there's sort of two final sort of categories, if you will, that I thought might be valuable for your listeners in particular. You know, one of them is something you touched on, and that's the value of a membership. You know, when I look at IABC Toronto, I think that there's an incredible opportunity for students and recent graduates. You know, our members, you know, have exclusive access to cutting edge content, including professional development and learning resources, webcasts, webinars, online workshops, and, you know, outside of the confines of COVID, face-to-face training as well, which is exceptional. You know, and when I look at, you know, what that means for recent grads and students, it means that, you know, we are really showing a commitment to advancing, you know, their careers, whether that's finding your first job or your second job or your 15th job as you move up in the industry and you have, you know, greater years of experience under your belt. There really are unlimited opportunities and resources available to them, particularly, as I had mentioned, in an international network, right? And as a longtime volunteer, I can't tell you how many friends I've made over my time with IABC Toronto. You work very closely with these individuals and they become your confidant, or they become your first call when you're, you know, having an issue at work that you need to talk about with somebody to walk through a strategic response to, whatever it might be. But really the other two things would be, you know, we have a great new initiative called the Student Communicators Circle. This is something that we launched this year in response to sort of the changing market and recognition that there should be more student-focused initiatives. And this is actually a group that's run by students for students, really tapping into, you know, sort of the changing market, really looking at, you know, tools and resources that they can tap into from our network and others to really help them, you know, get their first job and then grow in their career. But the last thing I really wanted to talk about is, you know, that sort of, you know, networking and professional development. So one great thing that we've offered for many years is a prestigious Student of the Year award. So this is evaluated by senior communications practitioners and is awarded at our annual Ovation Awards ceremony. We've had many, and I can't stress that, many worthy recipients over the years. And we're really looking forward to awarding another high caliber student who has contributed greatly to the profession this year. So the winner of the Student of the Year Award is awarded a $250 cash prize and a certificate presentation at the Gala Awards, although it will be virtual this year. You know, we have 250 people who often attend these events from across the GTA, and it's really a great honor to be recognized in front of these individuals for your contribution. So I would say that we haven't launched the actual application yet this year, but I do encourage students to take a look at our website for more information. You know, it's a really great opportunity to demonstrate the excellent work that I know is going on at all the schools across the GTA. So check it out.
We actually had your latest winner on the podcast. Mubashra Faruqi was here already. So thank you so much for sharing the exciting initiatives that IBC and your other associations in the GTA are participating in with respect to diversity and inclusion and ethics and accessibility. And, you know, you're really taking on important work. So thank you for that. So we were speaking to Russell Baker, president of IBC's Toronto chapter. PR Delivered is available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. I'd love your feedback, so you can reach me, Andrea Tapjar, on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you to Ryan Garbett for music and production.